Mate, it's a decider. Many are saying it's New South Wales' best chance in a long time here at home to win a series. What's your thoughts from a Queensland perspective?
Oh, mate, you've got to be confident, you know, and both teams are confident they can win the game. Otherwise, you wouldn't be out there. But, no, we've had a flawless preparation. It's the most relaxed I've ever seen the players through the series. They're all laughing and joking and having a good time with each other today, and obviously the nerves will start to kick in now, but our preparation, mate, has been great.
What about the hunger within in the Queensland team after winning for so long? Is it as important to continue to win even when you've won so many years straight?
Yeah, I think it is, and obviously I think probably the best thing might have happened to them, losing the first game. And I think that's something, sometimes you reach the peak and you need to come down a little bit to go back up again. So I think our players realise that they need to perform a bit better in the second game, and that's the best 20 minutes of footy I've seen, I reckon, from a Queensland team ever, in that second game up there at Suncorp. But, mate, she's going to be a different story tonight. I think it's going to be a lot closer, and it'll come down the last 10 minutes, I think.
The big names in the Queensland side get a heck of a lot of raps. Are they still the players that'll get Queensland across the line if you are to win tonight?
Oh, obviously, the Cameron Smiths, and the Thurstons and the Inglises and those players, they've been there, done that, World Cups and think grand finals, so they know what it's like. So the scary thing for me is that they don't seem to feel the pressure that much. They kind of take it all in their stride, and they got this belief that they can win the game from anywhere. So, I mean, that's something you just can't bottle.
Gilly, in the Queensland camp, do you ever talk about the opposition and what's happening there? They've got no Paul Gallen, Jared Hayne hasn't come up from a fitness test, Blake Ferguson suspended. There's been some disruption there, and Greg Bird, of course, was in some doubt with that ankle injury. Does that get even rate a mention in the camp?
Oh, in little spurts, but to be honest, we watched the second game for about 10 minutes after we got back into camp, and the players were the ones to say that they needed to polish up in certain areas, and that's something that we didn't push. The players pushed that, so that's great from the coaching perspective, that you can, these blokes are looking to improve all the time, and you can see them at training, after training, trying to polish up on certain things of their game, and just a joy to be involved with, mate. They're great fellas. They're very modest fellas, some of the media don't think so, but, mate, they are. They're very modest. They won 7 series. No matter what happens tonight, mate, whatever they've done now, these blokes, it'll never be broken again. No one will get close to it.
I'll leave you with one. Playing here in Sydney against in front of a capacity crowd, the great majority want a New South Wales win. When you were playing and you came down to Sydney and you knew you weren't the flavour of the month, how did that inspire you, or how did you deal with it?
Oh, I think any sportsman loves playing in these big arenas and, great crowds, and it brings out the best in everyone. I love watching the NRL on the Arvo with big crowds, and you see better footy, and there's no doubt about that. There's going to be a great game tonight, and I reckon it's going to, in the first game, New South Wales come out of the blocks. Queensland come out in the blocks in the second game. I reckon there's going to be a bit more bash and barge, and it'll probably come down the last 10-15 minutes. So I think that's where it'll be won, and hopefully it's our blokes.
Are we going to see a blue?
Oh, I don't think so, and everyone's too scared, mate. They're doing anything now, so I doubt it.
Trevor Gilmester, always good to see you, and thanks a lot for sharing your insights tonight with us on Grandstand.
No worries, my pleasure.